My luck, something bad would happen.
Oh,
you know, I finally go on a cruise, and then all of a sudden, poop your pants virus happens.
And you're the carrier. You're patient zero.
Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show. This is Friday's edition. Actually, it's the Friday before Mother's Day. Look at that. Big Mother's Day celebration.
Yes, sir. Look at this.
We have so many. I have my stepmother. I have, you know, Wylene. We've got her sister. We've got her mother. And it's just everything scattered. I don't even know what we're going to do right now yet.
You don't have a plan?
No. My sister and her husband are going to do something. They're going to do a barbecue. But I got to do something with Wylene and her boys on the same day.
Yeah.
So I can't spread it out. So I'm just going to have to... just make other plans later down the line, I guess. I don't know what
else
to do.
You're like, I'll check in with you later. She's like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So what do we have left? We're just going to start the motivation right now, if you're cool with that. We have a constant running nose with no tissues.
I think we did that.
No, okay. I don't think you did, because you were all crazy about the runny nose thing. We did the gum, swallowed the gum every day.
Right.
And then we also did the crust in the corner of your mouth. Unless I'm on the wrong one.
No,
that's it. I have it. Okay.
I think I have that much of a mental block against a runny nose.
A runny nose. Here we go. Let's motivate.
Good morning, you juicy little raspberry. Be hopeful today. Here's why. You might have forgot, but you've conquered every single worst day of your life so far. Every single one. That's not luck. That's called strength. So when you feel yourself sagging, just remember that you've slain dragons. Keep fighting, champ.
I would love to slay a dragon. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't
be
that be
terrified?
I don't know much
about
dragons. I know they they sleep and then they just fry, you know, castles and everything, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
they're pretty hard to kill. That's why you got to find yourself like somebody who's really up for the job. They're not easily put down.
Okay.
They live a long time.
they're
pretty
smart.
Wily. And they're really hard to kill.
Okay.
They've got this armor on them.
Uh-huh.
That like it doesn't like stuff can't pierce it. So you got to find like a chink in the armor to get like the thing through.
To get them,
man, it's tough. Plus, they have fire. Like,
yeah.
Listen, if fantasy novels have taught me anything,
what is it? The Hobbit? Was that the one where they're running across the
Smaug?
Yeah, that's him. That's him. Uh-huh. He has that deep voice.
Yep.
Is somebody in my cave?
Really good sense of smell. They're like the full package of bad.
All right. So maybe I don't want to attack or even get involved with the dragon. I don't want that to be my last wish. What are we doing today? We brought lunch.
Yes, we did.
Yes. If you're not listening or if you can watch, we'll describe what we're doing. But Molly found these. It's almost like a knockoff of a Mexican pizza from Taco Bell. And she found it at Aldi's.
Aldi.
And so when I went to Aldi's here locally, I saw it too, and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to grab that. So my question is this, to start it off. Have you ever been so excited to open something, and then when you open it, you're disappointed?
Yes.
That's what happened today.
You're like, what?
First of all, I had to spread it out.
Yes.
Right? Because there was just one big lump.
Yeah, it was one big glob.
A glob of stuff on the center. Okay. And then it said cook for 15 to 18 minutes. And you know this. And to put it in the oven, you know, like you normally do. But mine was not cooking. Nothing was cooking about it. And I don't know why. It was that 4, whatever it was, 415, 450, 425. And then when I took it out, I'm like, why is this still frozen? I realized that I did not take it off the cardboard box that I didn't see was on underneath it.
Oh, my God.
So lunch failed. So I nuked it for a couple minutes to see what that was going to do.
Okay. So,
I haven't even tasted it yet, but I'll go right in with it.
Mine's still like lava.
Is it really?
Yeah, because I just got it out of the oven.
I'm jealous.
I'm afraid I'm going to burn it.
I think the only thing that will save this is sauce.
Mm.
Very dry.
I brought hot sauce.
I did too. I mean, this is how I step it up, Molly. I go straight for the Taco Bell hot sauce.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, you too. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One thing I did make is, and you had mentioned it before about your cousin.
Yeah.
It's those Mayak eggs.
Oh, yeah.
I did make them.
And I
got it right here. It's such an interesting color.
Gross.
After it's been sitting in there,
yeah,
in this soy sauce type mix. It's brown. It's like eating a brown turd.
Oh, my God. But when you put it like that, dive right in.
Wiley won't touch them. Mm-mm. But they're not bad.
No?
Mm-mm. They've got a sweet type of taste to it.
Really?
Is what they have. Yeah. Because I put...
sugar?
I don't even know if I put sugar in there, but I put something in there that was sweet. I didn't use soy sauce or anything. I used that coconut amino acids.
Oh, maybe that's the difference.
Yeah, it is. It's sweeter and it's not as salty. It's a good replacement for soy sauce if you don't want all the sodium stuff. So,
did you just make the beef one?
I just made the beef one. Uh-huh.
See, I made both.
Oh, God. Which one's the best for you?
Well, so that was just the beef. I thought that was pretty good. Now
well,
I'm going to go in for the chicken.
Okay. This is stimulating podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So much we care.
I think I like the beef better.
Would you buy it again?
No.
I wouldn't either.
No, I'm glad I did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good, but it's not like, oh my God, I'm going to buy these all the time.
I'd rather buy it at Taco Bell, to be honest with you. So, you know, Brian and some other people, they listen whenever we talk about food.
Mm-hmm.
They go run out and buy it immediately. So, Brian, I'm going to ask you to go and buy this. Give it a shot.
Tell us what you think. Tell us if you're as disappointed as we are.
Yeah.
You can't find them all the time. It's just a seasonal thing.
What is these
They don't
things?
Have these all the time. Just because of Cinco de Mayo, they had all this stuff.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay,
mm-hmm.
I guess I didn't realize that. So you've seen them before, obviously.
I have not. That's why I grabbed them. I was like, what?
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't think they're around all the time.
My lunch sucks. Even that egg doesn't taste right. I'd rather just eat regular eggs.
I don't think you made it the right way. You didn't make it the same way my cousin does.
What do you mean? How does she make
it? The way you do.
How do you know how I made it?
He told me all the stuff that he made it with, and it doesn't sound like any of the stuff you used.
Okay. Did he use the mirin stuff? Because I use that, too, and that's sweet. That's probably where the sweetness is coming from.
Okay.
And then I use some chili crisp and stuff. Well, the soy and the amino acids taste the exact same thing. It's just, it's not as, like I said, not as salty. And I don't like salt. I hate salt.
You do?
Oh, yeah, I hate salt. I can't stand it. I can't stand it on almost anything.
What? You eat fries.
But I don't eat salt on them. I don't want salt on them. If it's over salted, if I have an option to say no salt, I will in 2 seconds. I don't want salt on anything. I don't know why that is.
That is interesting.
I do not like it. I've always just not liked salt. And it's not like the stuff that I eat is bland.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not super overly salty. There you go. There's a little bit about me.
That's wild. I don't know if I ever knew
you
had
such
an aversion to salt.
Yeah.
No, because I've always seen you eat fries. I never thought, I didn't think that was a thing.
Yeah, because when I, even if I was to go to a fast food place like McDonald's, for example, because I love their fries.
Yeah.
I would ask them no salt. And now even when you order, they you give you an option. By the way, did you see that Chipotle CEO was talking? Now all these CEOs of these fast food joints, people have been complaining about their bowls getting smaller.
Oh.
So he has a solution for all of us. He said, just ask for more.
Really?
He said, there's not a single person in that line behind the counter that's going to say no. If you want more, you're not getting enough, then just ask for more. That's what he said. Just three words. Just ask for more.
Wow.
You fat people.
Well, I mean, you know. I know that like when they're doing the rice or something, if you're like, can I have a little extra rice?
Uh-huh.
Something like that. They're doing the beans. Can I have a little extra beans? You can't do it with the meat.
No. They would be charged.
Yeah, the meat is an upcharge. But uh-huh. No, the like random stuff, like I've asked for like more corn salsa before.
Yeah. So that's he's saying. Just yeah. Ask for more. That's all you got to do. Instead of going on and lighting them up and, you know, and blasting them.
Well, there's a reason that you go along and that it's there. I feel like it's meant to be like, I will take more of that or that's good. You know what I mean?
Yes. I mean, the one thing he didn't say is if there would be an upcharge, he just left that out. But yeah, I mean, if you want more lettuce, ask for more lettuce. I mean, if you want more, you know, just ask for more.
I love Chipotle, but it is really expensive.
It is crazy expensive. I can go to a restaurant and sit down and with a waiter, a waitress, mm-hmm. a server, and have some chef, you know, cook it or wherever. And it's still going to be about the same price, if not less than Chipotle. Wiley and I would eat lunch there and it would cost us so much stinking money. I'm like, yeah. We should just have went out to this, you know, different restaurant. Yeah, their prices are really high.
I've got the app.
Uh-huh.
So like you build up points and things like that, but we don't go that often.
Yeah.
But I mean, you do get occasionally the like buy one, get one. You're like, sweet, I hit the jackpot.
Yeah, I don't.
But yeah.
We haven't been
My
there
My kids
so
love
long.
It. We just never, cause I just never put it out there as like an option because I'm like, it's so expensive.
It is. It's pricey. And you've catered it in, correct?
Yeah.
Marlene I've catered it at our work, you know. And that's one thing they're really good about is the gluten-free stuff, too. I almost hate going in that line because I have to say, you know, we have gluten allergies and then they point at what we want. And so they take every single spoon out and replace it with new spoons.
Oh.
They have a whole thing to do. And then they have to get talk about high maintenance. They have to get the lettuce and the sour cream from underneath that hasn't been touched by anything that could possibly have been.
Oh, boy. People must be loving being behind you in line. They're like, really? I'm on lunch. Eating into my lunchtime.
Well, she needs to eat too. I remember one time that one of the managers got it wrong, his order. And then the customer was, and they just switched everything out. And then so mm-hmm. the customer complained that they didn't want that. So he went right back over to whatever was on it, like the beans or whatever, and just took it right off of the tortilla shell and put it back in. And I had to say something. I had to say, you know, that's contaminated now. I can't even get that because it's been on the tortilla shell. And I couldn't believe he was so frustrated. I thought he was going to snap because of somebody didn't like, they got too much of whatever. I've never seen anyone do that before. Oh, my God. It's like, hey, there's too much salt in these fries. And they take the fries and dump it back into the fry bin. It's like, God.
Well, nobody touched it, I guess. Yeah. They're thinking, you know, all right, here we go.
Exactly.
Fine.
How about that hantavirus? What the heck? Wedding said to me today, she said, we're never going to go on a cruise now. And I'm like, I second that.
Can you imagine? It didn't start on the cruise.
No. Uh-oh. Some guy brought it in.
These people brought it in and you hear about what they were doing. You're like, I'm surprised you didn't get all sorts of stuff. They went to some bird sanctuary and breathed in all sorts of guana. I was like, this sounds terrible.
Yeah,
the start of every disease movie ever, where it's like Dutch people tramping through bird poop. And then they're like, I didn't know. You're like, this is exactly how they all start.
It's crazy because now they're trying to trace back, because some people that was, it's kind of scary because the mortality rate on that is like 40%. Some of the people that were exposed apparently left, right? And like that one guy left, I don't know where he went back to, but he was sick. And he's in a hospital. People are, you know, dying. There's that airline stewardess that is sick now. And so now they're trying to hunt down all these people on the plane. And it takes up to 8 weeks for it to manifest enough so you can determine. So imagine what is going on everywhere where people don't think they're sick, but they could be sick. And you have to have close contact. So it's kind of scary.
Well, it's not usually human to human. So that was the big thing.
Yeah, this is the rare one. Wow.
Yeah. They're like, surprise.
Yeah.
This is the human to human one. You're like, really? We couldn't even get a break on that.
And then there's that video, that guy that shot the video from on that cruise ship crying, saying, we're human beings. Yeah, but you got some bad stuff going on that boat.
You're like, human beings that need to be isolated. From the rest of us.
There is no way.
You got on that cruise ship. Not all of us. There was somebody where they were talking about how, you know, we have families waiting for us and everything. I was like, they know exactly where you are. You're not lost in the Amazon. You're on a cruise ship off the coast of South Africa. Everybody knows exactly. Even your family, even people who aren't your family know exactly where you are. They're worried about, no. I'm sure they're worried that you're going to come home and give them hantavirus.
Yes.
I mean, they're worried for you. Oh, I mean, obviously, they're worried like you stay safe, but not worried enough to have you come home right now.
I know. The whole thing, even when that guy filmed the captain making the announcement of the guy that died. And then the guy literally said, we believe it was natural causes. And the guy that was filming, now that they interviewed him, was like, no, everything seemed weird. So that's why, because they're like, why did you film that? And he goes, it just felt weird. Something was weird going on. And so they're just stuck. It reminds me, did you ever see the
cruise?
Yes, there's the poop cruise. But did you ever see the one where COVID was on that cruise ship?
Yeah, and they were like, you can't come ashore.
They were stuck in there. That's what this is, but not on that level of, you know, how, you know, I think there's like 150 people on this thing. So
barring hantavirus, that sounds like a really sweet cruise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Start off in Argentina, get to go to Antarctica. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, and it's until
some passengers bring on icky, and then not so fun anymore.
No,
but I was like, that sounds really cool. I know somebody that did the trip to Antarctica.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just know people that have been to Alaska.
To go.
Yeah, I'd love to do Alaska. I just know people that have been to Alaska. It's funny. The people I know that have taken a cruise to Alaska, they always say the same thing. And these are people that travel a lot. You know, they've been, you know, all these different places. They've been to resorts. They've, you know, all this stuff and on the Bahamas and all that stuff. Anyway, they say that that's their most favorite trip they've ever done was Alaska. Isn't that nuts? I would think it was something else.
No, Alaska's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I've never been to Alaska. I've always wanted to go to Alaska.
It's so really cool. And when you see it from the sea, when you get to see the shoreline, I have not done an Alaska cruise. I was just on the shore. I wasn't like touring along the shore. But it was really, it's an amazing place. Like, I highly recommend people going and checking it out.
Yeah, Wylene's
The Last Frontier.
Wylene's parents went on an Alaskan cruise, and everybody on the boat got COVID.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. That's why another thing, we're like, okay. And I said, so how did they handle that? And they said, well, they just told everybody to stay in their room. And yeah, and don't leave for an X amount of time. So I felt bad for them. You go all the way out there.
Yeah.
And then you're just kind of stuck into a room. Imagine being if you don't have a room that has a view.
I know. Those interior rooms are dark closets.
Are they?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be. I mean, we went on a cruise. We took my mom on a cruise and for her birthday. And it was awesome. It was amazing. But we got a suite. The three of us stayed in it. It had like a balcony. It was really nice. And I can't imagine like some of those interior rooms. They're just, I would have claustrophobia. And I don't have claustrophobia. But I think there's just something about being inside a vessel like that and so deep inside that you couldn't get out, like, would freak me out. You know what I mean?
Freaks me out talking about it. Yeah.
Right. Like, doesn't it just seem like it's like you're already on this big seafaring vessel and then you're in this smaller where it's like, if something happened, how do you get out? There's only one way out. I can't even talking about it makes me be a little agitated.
I would 100 I'd absolutely just get the like you did. I'd have to have a balcony,
yeah,
of some sort. I mean, I just want to sit out there and enjoy the views, mm-hmm, like, not sit in the closet. No stinking way. I wouldn't care how much it cost.
Oh, it's, yeah. I mean, we saved up.
Okay.
It's not cheap. It isn't cheap. I mean, this was a like once in a lifetime, throw everything in the kitchen sink at it type of cruise. And it was really cool. I mean, having a balcony is worth it. So they do like room service and stuff like that, not just because you have a balcony, but like you can get room service on the ship. So we would have breakfast delivered in the morning. And so we would sit out on the balcony and have breakfast and watch us like go into port at whatever city, you know? And so it was just neat, or like at night, able to have a cocktail out there before dinner, you know, watch the sunset, that kind of thing. It was neat. It was nice to have that. But I mean, you can also do that from, you don't have to have that. You can also do that from the bridge of the boat. Like everybody has access to the outside.
Yeah. The people on the bridge of the boat are the people that live in the closets.
Yes. Yep. They're like, I just need some time outside.
Uh-huh. I looked at a couple cruises just to see, you know, Wylene wants to go somewhere. And all the cruises I looked at were just big, giant, like, you know, like 20,000 people on it. I can't believe the size of these things. And
ours was not that.
I couldn't do that. I wouldn't want to do that. I know it's big, but that's just too big. My luck, something bad would happen.
Oh,
you know, I
God.
Finally go on a cruise, and then all of a sudden, poop your pants virus happens.
And you're the carrier. You're the patient carrier. Zero.
Yeah.
They're like, you brought this on here, actually. Like, you're like, feel bad for me. I caught this. They're like, no, everyone caught it from you.
Yeah, to poop your pants virus. No,
nothing
I don't want
worse.
It. All right, so Mother's Day's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
What would be a perfect Mother's Day for you, Molly? You're a mama.
Oh,
what
buddy.
Would be a perfect?
Just a massage would be really nice.
Okay.
Like that would be, like if they were like, you're going to get a massage, I'd be like, I am. I would lose my mind. Like, that would be so exciting.
Oh, just a nice rub down.
Yeah. Just like a massage would be so fantastic. And then I just love dinner together. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But what I want to eat.
Well, yeah, that's how it should be. Whatever you want to eat.
They're like, well, within reason. We're not eating kale soup.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of that. Yeah.
We're getting Thai food. Everyone's like.
Oh, they don't like Thai. Here's I have a breakdown of what to avoid for those people out there that just don't know really what to get. And maybe you've gotten something like this and you don't know, you know, what the mom was thinking, because she's never going to tell you this is an awful gift.
Right.
So these are things that you should never give. chores and cleaning tools. Like, never give vacuums, pots, pans, irons, cleaning supplies, as they actually imply her role is to clean them up after others.
Okay. Caveat to that.
Okay.
I want one of those Dyson sticks so bad, those stick vacuums.
Yes.
That everybody claims is like game changer. They're light.
That.
They suck up everything. You can take them everywhere.
That's
I
how
Weiling
got it. You need to get one. Like I said before, because you had said that, Weiling got that one of those for her Mother's Day. I got it for her. But it's so expensive. I went with the lower, and the battery doesn't stay charged long enough to do your whole house. So you need to spend the money. Isn't it funny how they get you like that? They're like, let's sell an expensive one with low battery time, and then the more expensive one will have a little bit longer.
Yeah, so crazy to think that, because I mean, you would realize, you're like, oh, I'm in a groove, you know. Yeah. But that's the one thing, like, I know it's not nice, like, if your mom is asking you for it, how about that? That's the thing. Like, if mom's like, you know what's really expensive that I would love, that if you wanted to treat me to, would be that.
Yes,
you know what I'm
sure.
saying?
Uh-huh. Also, this count falls under the category of implied improvements. So avoid gym memberships, diet plans, scales, or anti-aging creams.
Wow. Again.
Oh, my God.
Unless prompted.
Okay. Unless prompted. All right. There's the next category. More work gifts. Avoid gifts requiring assembly, pets that need care, or items requiring her to fix or plan something, such as a booked vacation that still requires her to arrange logistics. Basically, you go, we just bought you a cruise. You got to set it all up for the family and get everything, all the stuff in order. You got to set that all up. Don't put it on her.
Don't throw that on poor mom.
And here's some unpersonal items, tacky knickknacks, mugs. Generic flower, chocolates that show very little thought. So basically, I got a robe.
And I got a robe. We had a conversation at dinner the other night.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, something's coming up this weekend, as a joke.
Yeah.
And my daughter's like, yep. And my son's like, what? What's coming up this weekend? And I was like, think about it. Just think. And it wasn't me. It was my daughter who was like, you're kidding, right? Like, you're joking around. Like, you don't, wait, is this not a bit? Like, you really don't know what this weekend is? Declan's like, are you guys playing around with me? Like, what's going on this weekend? He's like, it's nobody's birthday. I don't know. We already had Cinco de Mayo. And I was like, this is perfect. Because last year, I think it was last year, he forgot. And I went to Target and I was like, this is the worst Mother's Day ever. I was like, sad mom at Target. And then I get a bling, like a text on my phone. I'm like, somebody remembered. He's like, hey, mom, are you out? I was like, yeah, I am. He's like, can you pick up Burger King on the way home?
Burger King.
I was like, mother.
Did he remember that? Did anybody
clue
him in?
I think Peter was finally like, dude, you're an idiot. And he's like, well, I didn't know.
He's a boy. He's a boy.
He's such a boy.
We got two of them, and I spent so many years training those kids. This is coming up. They're like, she don't like cards. I'm like, she just told you that. She likes cards. She just didn't want you to feel like you needed to get a card. So make a card. You know,
homemade is nice.
Do something. All right. Don't make her plan family meals, choose a restaurant, or manage the day schedule. That's on Mother's Day. And then basically, this is just no silence or space. Mothers generally, and you could speak to this, Molly, do not want to be interrupted during naps, feel forced to entertain, or spend the day managing conflict.
Agreed.
All right.
I do think it's kind of a day where it's like, bug dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you guys are fighting over a game troller, if there is some sort of like, I need $5 to go get ice cream, that kind of stuff, do not go to the usual person you go to. Go to your dad. Like, do not.
Don't go to
my kids are good like that. Well, I mean, I'm lucky. Like, my husband's good like that. Like, he's a hands-on dad. So it's not. But there are times where, you know, the kitchen is below my studio. And there are times where I have heard, like, the kids go in and be like, where's mom? And Peter will be like, she's down in her studio. And they'll come down and they'll be like, hey, I'm hungry. And I'm like, you just talked to your dad in the kitchen to ask him where I was. And then you came down here to an entirely different floor, to an entirely different parent. Like, it wasn't like you went into the kitchen and asked your sister, hey, where's mom? And then you were like looking, searching me out. Like, you went to another adult who's also in charge of you.
Aren't they wonderful?
Oh, my God. I love them.
Yes. They're funny. All right.
Crack me up.
We're going to wrap this. I don't know what to say about your Aldi's pizza.
Not a thumbs up. I mean, I wouldn't say like thumbs down. Like, it's not the worst thing I've ever eaten. But I
cooked mine wrong. So there's that.
Well, you've got another chance on the chicken.
But you didn't like the flavor of the chicken?
No, I do. I just like the beef better. It wasn't that I didn't like the flavor of the chicken. I prefer beef when it comes to these Mexican tacos.
All right.
Pizzas.
Mexican pizza. All right. We're going to get out of here, people. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your mama's day. And treat her nice. No fighting or arguing with your mom. If you do that, you're a monster. We'll just say that. All right. We'll see you on Monday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Squirrel in my bro. Big party show. Breast will enlarge. Big party show. The radio is on.
America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.